I mean, what did you call it? But they cut everything in there.
What is that one?
That little thing had the legs on. See, it had a top on top of it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you could cook bread in it, meat in it.
Bread?
Oh, you cook bread in it. Yeah, cook bread, meat, of any kind. And see, it had a big old, it had a top on it, it had four legs.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember what you call that thing.
Did you ever hear it called a spider? Anything like that?
Spider? No. It was called a spider, but I do remember that they had it. Of course, my grandmother ate one of those things. I can't think.
Wasn't that something, all right, time to cook another part, something big and black that maybe hung in there?
Kill them.
Okay. What about, or maybe you had one out in the backyard to...
Heat the water for your clothes.
Right.
Yes.
Do you still call it a kettle out there?
Yeah, they call it a kettle.
Okay. Right, and what would you call the container that you plant some flowers in and keep them in the house? Or that, in other words, that's got those flowers right there?
Oh, yeah. Well, you could call them, back in them days, I mean, now they got called flower bases back there. They just call them flower pots.
If you had a steak and it wasn't very tender, you might have to put a certain...
You use a fork and a knife.
Right. And what about if you eat the soup?
Spoon.
Right. And if you had if the thing we're talking about you cut with?
Knife.
Right. If you had two of them, you'd have?
Two knives.
Alright, if the dishes are all dirty, your wife might say, it's almost supper time, and before we can have supper, we have to have some clean dishes. I must...
Wash some dishes.
Okay. After she washes the dishes, then she in clear water.
Mm-hmm. She rinse them out in clear water.
Okay. What do you call the cloth or rag that you use in washing dishes?
Well, you call one of them dish rag, and you call the other one dry rag.
Alright. The one you use for drying it. I'm sorry, I didn't hear what did you say you used to dry?
Dry cloth.
Okay. Can you think of anything else that somebody might call it?
Dry towel.
What do you call the small square of terry cloth that you use to wash your face?
Wash cloth, face cloth, what do you call it?
Alright, you have it thing you dry out with.
Bath towel.
Now, what do you use to turn on the water at the kitchen sink? What do you call it?
Faucet.
Okay. All right, what if it was out in the yard and you can hook the hose up to it? What would you call it there?
You call it the yard faucet.
Okay. Now, if you we're talking about, you said it was so cold last night that our water pipes...
froze.
Okay. And what happens when they freeze?
Most time they bust.
Yeah. Okay. People used to buy flour, not in bags like we do now, but they used to buy it in right there.
Bales.
Okay. Alright, what did molasses come in when you used to buy it in great big quantities?
They used to come in bales too.
Alright, now how about lard?
Lard always comes in stands.
Okay. What's that? What's a stand?
Stands are something about that tall, over 50 pounds. It's just about that big around.
Yeah.
And about that tall. Made out of tin, I think. And it's not made out of galvanized. Made out of tin.
And you just
got two little handles on the inside.
And you buy 50 at one time?
You buy 50 pounds at one time if you buy one of those.
Alright.
You don't ever see it in that time no more.
You don't see much of anything that big in
No.
Did you ever sell that in your store?
In the lodge? Mm-hmm.